10:58 on Tuesday, the 30th of May. We're leaving the hotel. What's this hotel is called now?
Los Cebos.
Los Cebos.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
C-E-I-B-O-S.
C-E-I-B-O-S. 4940.0 at exactly 11 o'clock. Leaving. C-E-I-B-O-S Hotel in Tarija. The hotel and went south on the road. Avenida, what was the Avenida's name?
Avenida de las Americas.
On the Avenida de las Americas. Towards the airport. And now we're traveling out. We're going to get some diesel and then continue.
We just filled up with diesel.
The mileage is 14945.0.
For about 100 gallons of, or 100 liters total of diesel.
And now we have, I think, about 2 tank fulls in the truck, ready to go.
We're leaving at 11:31.
14945.1.
It's a nice day.
Just going past an area where we are can find mammoth and mastodon tusks. 14948.2, and it's 11:34. It's a well-cut bank. The banks are cut. Looks like kind of badlands type stuff. It's the Transito 14948.9. We started going off to the left, but we're going to have to go through the gas station and then go off to the right because there's a diversion down to the left.
It's 11:41 now.
14954.0. We turn left at the detour back to the road to the Chaco,
down to Viamonte.
Port Viamonte is at 11:46.
So you go up and see hieroglyphics. That's really neat.
That is, if we go, if we continue down the road to the right, instead of turning, you can see hieroglyphics down there. Yes. In Tarija.
Climbed up out to a little arroyo.
Now we're on the flat, hitting east. 40 is the time. The astronomy observatory. We're gonna, it's to our right now at 14955.4 at 11:50.
Right by the observatory,
the Vorontsov started apparently. And we're, it's called the Observatorio Astronomico Nacional. Bolivia, Rusa.
14956.5 at 11:50. We just passed the road they're paving at 14963.8.
By the time we come back down here or somebody uses these notes, all that will probably be changed.
That is 1158. It's 14965.5.9.
It's Escuela Nucleo Santa Ana Maria.
Watch 1201 according to Jorge, watch 1208, so about
7 minutes apart.
Driving along a little creek, kind of in the bottom of the creek bed.
14967.0.
At 1204. Just almost ran over Tim, and now we have another water crossing here at 14967.3. 14963.5, we came to a fork in the road, in the middle of the river, so we decided to go to the right, up the hill, next to the oil duct. In the road where we took the fork to the right, the other road goes to Yeseta, and we went toward Viamonte.
Over the top of a pass there, 14977.4 at 1228. Paralleling the pipeline here at 14981.1. Now we're about to start climbing back up over another little pass. Maybe the main one before it's not, we drop down towards Tambo.
Over another pass at 14987.9.
Now we're over the pass, and it is now 12:46 in the afternoon.
Wow. So, Chapaco, Quintón El Chapaco at 14989.5. 12.9 on the old time scale. Chapaco exactly, and what looks like we're at the top of the cumbre. This is the top, 14996.1.
And it's 1 o'clock exactamente.
Oh, yes. Here we are, 14967.8, going down the hill, really steep. And it's, what time is it? 105. We have now hit the bottom. We're now right down on the stream bed. We hit down here about 2 kilometers ago, 15001.9 at 1:14 in the afternoon. 002.3, we came to a Puerto Sales, transit one at 1:15. 005.9, we just hit where the oil pipeline goes up on a road, and I think that's where we went to get our freighter in 1986, right to our right at 124. All right, we stopped at 15006.9 at a bridge across the river, and it's 149. We stopped here for about 10 minutes. Well, maybe not. But here we are at a little river crossing at 15008.7, and we think that that might have been the Tombo crossing, but I don't remember if that was it or not. We'll have to go ahead a little bit further to see where we came to our campsite from 1986 at 154. We're coming into Tombo. I'm not certain if this is it or not. We're going to go a little further and see. Looks like we're at Rancho Tombo finally, where there used to be a little bunker here. It's 15013.0 at 203, and we're going to go up to our campsite. That was the, that back there, when I said there was the area where we wanted to get the Chicos way up on the hill by the oil pipeline, that was definitely it. And we are now approaching our old campsite. I have my chaps down along the river to the right here, 1986, along this wall. Such fond memories of this place. I had not one more. We are now.
I remember that. They took about 4 of my traps from that hill right there.
This is where we had our traps. This is the spot. This is our old spot from 1986. I'm walking up the hill towards our old campsite from 1986, and we're taking a GPS reading here. I see that there's a whole bunch of eucalyptus planted in the area that we had originally trapped. All kinds of different mammals. As I go up the hill, I see that the area has been cut severely. There's a lot more eucalyptus planted. Coming right up over the top here, where we had our campsite, we see that it's fairly populated. The old houses there where we had originally had this guy help us find a place to camp, and I'm walking up here to see where, if I can see our campsite, take a picture of it as I get up to the top. It's 2:07 on Tuesday, the 30th of May, and there's the campsite, right where we drove the Land Cruiser to. The old Rancho Tombo locality that we were camped at in 1986, I took several pictures. Altitude 20, 40 meters, 21270.424, and that's south, 20, 64, 1932.6 west. That's again, 21 degrees, 17 minutes, .00.2 seconds south, and 64 degrees, 19 minutes, 32.4 seconds west, with 5 satellites. We've been here about 10 minutes and now 2:17, Again, the satellite location is 21 degrees, 26 minutes, 57.4 seconds north, south, and 64 degrees, 19 minutes, 31.3 seconds west. 2120 meters or 2110 meters. Okay, now we're going again at 220. 15014.9, we left back there, we crossed over a little bridge. Left Kasambo, the old locality from where we had such fond memories of our 1986 trip. Now we're climbing back up again towards Tepecua. Coming up over the top of a cumbre here, and it's now 15017.1. Over the top, looking down at 225. Graveyard 15019.0 at 229. A little place called San Jose Cito, 15025.9 at 244. We're going down, we're going to red soil. The habitat type looks like the Yunga. We see alder, we see lots of familiar plants of alder and various other things. It's kind of cool now, starting to get cloudy. We're still dropping down. Zone La Cascada, going through at 245, 15026.6, and we're across a little bridge, and now we're paralleling the river down here on the bottom. We're guided by a mine, 15027.3, just half a kilometer from that fence zone that we just went by. 15027.9, 248, we got one across a little bridge, and that's where Michelle Blair has found Tinkliff, and she saw them here when?
Oh, when was it? 2 months ago.
Must have been in March 1995. 15038.4, we just made it to the top of a little pass. And I accidentally hit a chicken. Anyway, we're stopped here at the top of this hill at 311. Little graveyard right here on the top of this hill. And obviously a bus went off here or something. There's a mark where a car crashed. The area on which we're driving is very lush. Silver Station Entre Rios at 346, 15053.6. And, this is 3:46, you're 6 minutes off, Jorge.
You're pretty close.
Well, we just dicked around for an hour here. 15056.0. Hello. Entre Rios, 15057.7. I had to pay 20 bolivianos to get escaped from the police. Still heading down the road at 15069.0, and the road is really shitty, real steep, really turny. Looks like it's Saladito, and it's 538 at 15071.4. Head over the bridge, 15074.2, 542 San Simon. A small little place now, and 15083.8. We're at Verity, and we're still moving onward. I remember this place. It's the first place we stopped after coming down the hill. 15083.8. 604. 15090.8, and the time is,
what time is it?
6:25.
6 what?
6:25 is my watch.
About 6:20 according to my watch. 6:25 on Jorge's watch. Went across the river at 15098.3, going up the hill.
Wow.
110.9. Actually, 1511110 at our campsite at Tepecua. And now we are going to disembark. It is standing around in the field here at Tepecua, looking for Tepecomi. I don't see any. Do you see any?
No, I don't see any. Maybe we haven't set up the traps right.
Ah, traps. We have to use traps for those?
No, eventually. Sometimes you work. Something in return. Offer them to be members of the Lectotype series.
The Lectotype, or perhaps the Symbiotype.
Oh, the Symbiotype series.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah, it would be lovely if we were able to get... Yeah, we need... ¿Hay un basurero? Got up this morning about 6:45 and started setting camp up. We set up the big tent. We set up all of the kitchen equipment. The weather still looks good, so it doesn't look like we're going to have to put out the put the tarp up over the kitchen until later. We then took off and looked for tucutucos, and we found some over on the left side of the road where we had, or on the southwest side of the hill, on which we're on the little cumbre, on the little pass here between the two hills. And we set initially 14 traps, and we put out another 6 just a little while ago. It's now 16:44. Or 4:44 in the afternoon. Everybody else is out setting traps, and I'm waiting here until someone comes back so I can set my traps out. I'm going to put out about 45-50 Sherman traps tonight. Hopefully we'll get some tucutucos in the morning, or tonight we'll be checking the traps all evening. I'm also going to put out some tomahawks and a couple of the conibear traps. Okay, we're going up the hill here from the Tepecua. I'm walking up at the Tepecua locality, walking up the hill to find an area to set my traps. I don't have many, about 55 traps. And moving on up here, it's exactly 5:25 right now. I have about an hour to finish getting my traps set out. It's 5:52, and I'm still setting traps. It's starting to get pretty dark underneath the canopy here where I am. Lots of different kinds of plants everywhere, and I'm just going straight up the hillside under the canopy. I'm putting out sets of 2 traps every 10 meters or so. Just reached the end of my trap line at 5:57. Set out 3 traps on the end. Now I'm counting them on the way down.
They're already baited.
33, 34, 35, 36, 37, now I'm coming down the hill, on the trap, 38, 39, down below, come through the brush, stoop over. I'm not using the machete, so I don't make so much noise. Okay, 40, 41. 40 and 41 are on a big rock. Coming through here. Forty-two are nearby because it looks like really good habitat. Number 45's up in the tree, about 6 feet high.
54, I see. It's getting a little dark now. I'm going to have to use my lantern. 55, 56. Number 56 is in the tree. Got a star here at this tree, but so let's see. I guess this is the start of my trap line. Oh yeah, this is it here. This is the trail where the trail starts. And I actually had a tree that's forked, one branch hanging down. I'm gonna head on down the trail now back towards camp. This tree sticks up. There's a fairly large palmated leaf right next to it. I have some cinta with me, some tape, so I can mark the start of my trap line. But don't seem to have any right now. Hopefully I'll be able to find this again in the morning. Looking around at all the landmarks, there's a big tree just to the north. Quite a few leaves on it. This tree that I'm starting at has a bromeliad hanging down. It's about 6 feet tall. On the trail, heading back down. Brush here. Cutting some sticks off so I can see my trail tomorrow morning. When I get here, should be sufficient to be able to find it. And I'm going to keep going down the trail here. Kind of dark, so it's not easy to see where the trail goes, but I think I'm still on. Well, I think I'm off the trail now, but I'm coming up to the clearing of the upper end of my part of our campfire anyway. Now I'm back into the clearing now, so I don't have to use my lamp. Okay, well, I've got that little clearing heading down the trail again. Looks like they've been dumping manure there, corralling a goat there. So it's fairly lush, a fairly rich soil. This isn't really much of a trail. It hasn't been cut out for a while. I think I'm just to the south of the goats. Coming out just behind the house down here instead of up on the campsite. It's a 7:32. And we got Histiotis, Lysias, Ega, Desmodus, Rotundus, and one Epteticus something or other, maybe Vasilianthus. And the gnats were set up at 7, between 7 and 7:30. No. And it's now 7:32. It's 11:46 on Wednesday, the 31st of May. And right now, we found a flatworm. Well, I'm trying to figure out how to fix it or kill it. I put it in distilled water. It doesn't seem to be working. Too bad. We also got a Histiotis. I'm not certain what species.
At 11 p.m.
At 11 o'clock. Probably was belated. Histiotis belatus. It was a female. And it probably got into the net about 10 because it was dead in the net. And it didn't have any parasites in it.
7:10 in the morning. Actually about 7:17 now that I'm up the hill, and I just found the beginning of my trap line. I marked the trail with some broken sticks yesterday. I found those sticks just now. It's Thursday, the 4th of June. I'm heading up the hill. Now, here's my trap line, and here's this tree with bromeliads.
Above me looks like
some kind of a funny little cuckoo type of bird. Actually, it's fairly large, but it has a tail like a scissor tail flycatcher. Now it's in the tent. So Jorge and I are now going out to check the Tuco test. It's 9:34. We probably should have checked them earlier. However, the probability of success in those sets that we have is very low. Do you think?
Yes. For some reason, these people are pretty hot.
We are now traveling through the dense forested understory of the semi-tropical deciduous subhuman forest. Mountain forest. Semi-tropical deciduous subhuman mountain forest, also called Bosque Boliviano Tucumano. As you can probably tell, this is very tough work. It's 9:40 in this almost vertical habitat, over 43 degrees. We caught one Tuco, and it is now in the trap box. Probably caught it this morning. It probably died just recently. It's now 10:04. I just finished setting 5 more traps, 2 sets down the hill to the left of where if we're facing north, down to the hill to the left of where we had the other traps set, and there's a lot more fresh mounds down there. Hopefully we'll get something in those. At this point I'm going to head back to camp and start processing specimens. We have about 29 or 30 animals to do today. The habitat in which these tucos live is really interesting because it's almost straight up and down. I'd say it's about a 45, 44 degree slope. The only way to get up and down the slope is to either use a real good handhold or go up and down the slope with a shovel, a pick sticking into the ground, pulling up each time. I don't know what these plants are in here, but I'm going to take some pictures later today and we'll have a record of what's here. Left from camp at 3:55. It's now 3:58. We stopped for a pee break. The mileage is 15111.9. I'll check it again on the way back. It is closer than halfway. 15, 151.0. That's the hard one.
Never mind.
it's reversed.
Oh, we got it on tape.
Okay, this morning, June 2nd, 1995, at 9:55, I'm about halfway up my tap line. I'm about 51 taps. Found them all so far. I have found about 8 of them were closed. Could have been because of birds hopping on the top, eating their oatmeal. And then I did find one bird. It was kind of a grayish, greenish bird with yellow stripes on its head. I let it go.
Continuing on up the hill after we made it past the livestock.
Mileage back here is 15155.6 and it is 547.
Tums moment. It's a Tums moment.
At 12:02.
This is Jorge snoring. This is Jorge snoring again. Can't take it anymore. We're going to have to shut her off. I caught one. Looks like I got one rammer on the trap line on the 3rd of June. Right now, looks like I got one. Holy Gory's homies. It's in trap number. Trap number 67. Trap number 67. In the thickest part of my trap line. Walking along through the forest here. I just wanted to record that as I walk along, I get tons of spider webs in my face. And it's hard to keep them out as you go along through the underbrush. The view that I have here is looking due north to just range after range after range after range. As far as I can see, it goes up and then down and then up and then down. All of those ranges look about the same as where we, about the same height as ours, the one that we're standing on right now. I'm going to have Jose Luis and Hugo move their trap line today over onto the this side of the mountain because they haven't even caught one animal yet in the area that they've been trapping. I'm out on my trap line, and I just ran into a cactus with my glove on. I was starting to go down the hill, and I said, oh, I'll lean against this tree, and it turned out to be a cactus. So I've got my gloves back on now. And those birds that we just heard were some really pretty birds with black backs and yellow breasts. Right now, it's Sunday, the 4th of June, and I'm at the end of my trap line. Looks like I got two two salamis and one oligorhizomes. The oligorhizomes was caught on the ground next to a log with a fairly open canopy. One of the salamis was caught on the ground in a fairly thick canopy. It looks like it's about 85% closed under this stuff that looks like Atlantis, but I'm not certain if it is Atlantis or something else. I also caught a salamis in a tree set, which was up about 3 meters above the ground in some small branches that were overhanging. So that's where the second salamis was caught. The numbers on the traps are EP12. EP12 is the salamis. MAC65 is the oligorhizomes. And DWD2 is the other salamis. DWD2 was the one that was caught in the tree. This trap line runs about 100 meters straight up the hill, maybe more. And I can see, as I sit here on the end of the trap line, I can see about maybe, let's say 25 meters to 30 meters in any one direction, because the understory is pretty thick under here. And where my trap line ends is it gets up just to the start of the big trees on this side of this hill. I may come back today or a little bit later and move some of my traps up. I rebaited on the way up the hill, but had pretty good success with salamis on this line. And I assume that this is pretty much the area where the tapacomis was caught in 1991. It's now 10:23 on the 4th of June. 4th of June, 1995. Today the wind is blowing, probably gusts up to 10 to 15 miles an hour, maybe a little bit more. And the wind and the clouds are coming out of the northwest, moving to the southeast. And there's fluffy clouds coming by. It looks like perhaps there's a weather system getting ready to move around here somewhere. It looks like our plan is to leave tomorrow morning as soon as we can. We'll pick up our traps and process the animals that we catch. Hopefully we'll catch a tapacomis. If we catch it, we'll process it completely tomorrow morning. If not, then we will take the animals and pickle them all and put them in pickling containers, put them in formalin. So that's the current plan, and the current plan is to drive to Viamontes and then from Viamontes to Santa Cruz, from Santa Cruz to Cochabamba, from Cochabamba to La Paz, and that's the where our current plan is. We'll see how we go from there. I think that I mentioned in my notes that we found the exact site from 1991 from where we caught the single individual of tanomis, and there are no more tanomis activity. There are no more tanomis mounds in that area. No more activity in that little spot that we went up to in 1991. So we searched and I found that other more vertical habitat with the very, very soft soil with the tanomis from this year, for which we've caught two so far and hope to get one more today, at least from the area that he's been snapping up traps.
You obviously have seen me.
I heard you.
Okie dokie. It's the 5th of June, and we are getting ready to pick up all of our traps. I picked up all of the Tuco traps. I picked up all of the other traps out there, except I left the rabbit trap until the last minute.
Is that your
thing? Just in case. No, not yet. Now I will proceed to the southwest to pick up my Sherman traps, of which I will probably have 50% trap success.
Is there a whole
Sarah has fleas, she found out. She has them all over her body. She's a fleas bag. Flea bag.
It's now 9:09 on Monday, the 5th of June. I'm sitting on the end of my Sherman Tap line looking out over the forest, and I caught one oligorhizomys. And the oligorhizomys was in trap number 050. The trap also has number 34 and number 30 on it, so take your pick. I just finished counting my traps, and I have 46 traps, and sweating profusely after climbing stairs this hill. So good to sit here for a moment, and then I'm heading down. We'll pickle everything, and we'll be on our way today, probably by, I'd say, noon. So that means that we're leaving today. We're going to leave from here towards Santa Cruz. We're going to go the low route. So far, walking around camp here, I've seen definitely two rabbits. One was about 5 feet from me, wasn't able to do anything about it. The other, I set a trap for him. We'll check that trap again before we leave. Make sure that I don't forget it. The rabbit that I just saw up on my trap line was very dark brown, had a little bit of a white tail. So it was a cottontail, definitely. Silvalagus, who knows? Silvalagus brasiliensis, I suppose. It's now 9:21. This is the order for the hospitality. 14:28, Monday.
Climbing over the fence, as Jorge would say.
Jorge will grunt more than I.
Yep. The road log, 15155.6 at 3 o'clock.
Tepecua.
Much fanfare, we left Tepecua. And we are now traveling northeast. Northeast, I think.
Northwest.
Northeast.
We're going toward the Chaco. Towards the Chaco is northeast.
Northeast.
What did I say?
Northwest.
I said northeast.
You said northwest at first. West. But now we're going, definitely going northeast. And eventually we'll turn more east and go up and down a few of these hills.
We just went by Estancia,
15160.4 at 3:13. Took us 13 minutes to get there, a little bit less, from our site at Tepecua. And this is a place that we can get beer, and there's a restaurant there. Radio Global at 15165.5. Looking out over our beautiful valley to the north, north of Pablos Blancos. Now, 324. River crossing right now, we're going through the water. Looks like nice green water at 15172.1. And you can see there's a the road was new there. They made a bypass. And it's 334. Yeah, we'll draw now. We're going up over a ridge. We'll drop down again pretty low into Palos Blancos. Mileage is 15174.2.
We're still going up that hill.
For the ridge, mileage is 15174.5 on the top, and you can see Palos Blancos below at 339. It's a widely spread tree of the Bomba Casia family. They call it Toborochi in Santa Cruz. It's typical of the Chaco, although as in this case it goes up in the hills a little bit.
Stopped at Palos Blancos at 344-15177.9.
It's 352 right now. We're going through a little river right out of Palos Blancos about just less than 30 seconds at 15178.2. Just got a few beers for the crew on the back. It's 350 if it's environmental temperature and 450 if it's cold for the beers, each beer. Now we're heading up the hill. 183.7 went by 180 kilometer marker from Tarija. 15185.2 is we just passed our old campsite from south of Palos Blancos, or east of Palos Blancos. And Jorge's getting the GPS reading.
GPS reading! This is a long campsite of ours.
And the time is 4:01.
Got it yet?
Not yet.
You gotta get the tape off.
Got out to take a GPS reading at the campsite from 1991, where we stopped near Palos Blancos. And looks like he hasn't got a reading yet, but almost. And takes a while to make a fix out here. And we wanted to get a good GPS reading, because I don't know if we have the GPS unit with us in 1991. 402.
GPS reading. Maybe he's going to write it down.
GPS, at our GPS site there was 15185.5 or 0.4 at
404. Coordinates of this locality that we just went by are 21 degrees, 26 minutes, 57.8 seconds south, 63 degrees, 43 minutes, 30.7 seconds west. Didn't give elevation.
We're at 15229.5 and we're paralleling it now. We just got here. It's 5:13 in the afternoon. Boy, what a beautiful river. Absolutely 225 kilometers from Tarija, 15229.8. 5:13. got 15235.0. We stopped for a condor on the road. It was dead. We got a feather. It's 5:43 on the time scale. Here we go. We're a couple miles. Got a few feathers from the condor. Looks pretty cool. Okay, we stopped at the Transito at, is this Diamante?
No, it's not.
It's 15242.9. Here's the Tronco. 15243.1. We're coming into the city limits of Villamonte. Well, I don't remember that we came, it seems like we came across a real big precipice right next to the river. We went up and up and up and up and stopped on the edge of the river and took some pictures, but this looks different.
Up on the main plaza and Villamonte is at 15249.8 and the time is 6:27 right now.
249. 15250.9. We're leaving Villamonte, and it is 8:33. And we are moving out. We have 3/4 of a tank of gasoline, diesel. Here we go! We're going out of town! I did too. Quick look! It's a dog!
It is kidding,
goddammit! Movement now, and we're heading north. Coyube 99, Camiti 156, Santa Cruz, 440. This is the road to Camatindi. Turn left right here at 152. 986.0. We're on 04 right now. It's the road to Camatindi. We're through the Cuevada Tiguipa, which I remember going through before on the old road, 15294.0. Here we go. It's 15297.6, and we stopped for a pee break at
early light.
916. Start a Grandite locality at 15308.3, and it is 9:25. Got it, Jorge?
Yeah.
And we collected the
9:25.
We collected the hell out of marsupials in 1985, right there. And then I drove the road from there to here on this very same road. That's the turnoff to Non-Coroins, 15321.1, where we got off the train with the truck in 1985. We want to stop outside of Camiri at 15349.9. 956. Camiri 58 up Santa Cruz 342 and mile 15362. 15352.0, and the turnoff to Boyuve was to the right there at that same point. It's 15410.0. Yeah, it's 10:45 right now. We're moving along we're through the Transito coming into Camiri. And I think we left
15249.
What time?
15249, so about 200.
No.
That was a gas stop at 15414.4. The time is 11:04, and we're just leaving Camiti on the road to Santa Cruz. How do you turn this off?
Just now. See another Tonka, we've made another 5 Boliviano, 1.4419.0, and it's about 11:15.
What time?
PM.
To a little Pueblito now, it's 15492.4.
I called 55 in that little Pueblito where we flew on to, said there was a hospital there. I didn't get the name of the place. And going on up the road. Just went up over quite a rise at mileage 15542.0. Looked like we climbed about 200, 300 meters up. Now we're going back down the other side. It's 2:14 in the morning. We're on the train over the Rio Grande right now. What's the mileage, Michelle?
The mileage is 155675.
155675. What time is it, Jorge?
I don't have my watch.
Well, look in a minute. I put my watch back on.
Oh, nice.
It's the Rio Grande that we're passing over. This place is full of barachos. Look at the barachos.
A friend of mine went right.
We're leaving the river crossing at the Rio Grande now, heading on towards Santa Cruz. 15567.9. It's only 308. 5602.5. We went across another railroad bridge. 335.
I was up on the top of the truck, so I stopped, took it out.
No big deal. Now to take a detour back there about 20 kilometers. And I didn't write down the mileage, but we'll take another mileage when we get to Santa Cruz and figure it out from there. We just went by the chicken farm out here where we used to get Stuco Jucos. We went past the first Tonka on the road, 15714, probably about 15712 when we went by the Tonka back there. It's 530. We're about 5 kilometers back, it's 15227.8. I'm going towards the city. Okay, we made it in, we bought some gas. Jorge went to the toilet, and
he was good.
He feels really good now. It was compact, it's full of honey. Now we are migrating to the Segundo Anillo. We're going to the Cristo.
We are here. Jorge and I are up at 6:15. Jorge took a shower.
We're getting ready to roll.
Now the 7th of June. We spent the night in the Hotel Cortez here in Santa Cruz. Actually, we spent the day and the night. Jorge's stealing all the towels. Not really. But the marsupials are still alive except for one. And we're preparing to depart our Santa Cruz stay.
Top number of the five armies that died, it's MNAKM268.
Frozen now, and it's also says CH-1 on it. and it's now 6:58. Okay. So the specimens are in the freezer. We're going to get them out before we leave.
It's on the truck right now with 15739.5,
and sitting here in the hotel parking lot. All right, he's up above getting ready to, packing up the marsupials, getting ready to go. Everything looks pretty good to me. He's now putting the wire away. We have more cords than all of Santa Cruz.
7:05. We're about ready to go in and eat. Yeah, how to put a box where he's standing.
He's going to jump up in the air and put it down, but it didn't look like it was going to work. There, he got it. Gently, he did. Comment? Yep, he's almost done.
Collecting, taking a GPS reading at the Hotel Cortez, just in case we ever want to know.
We did see numerous bats flying last night. We saw probably 30 different types of molossids, 30 different bats. Many molossids, we're sure, as they went flying over and coming down to drink out of the pool. Again, today is the 7th of June at 7 o'clock in the morning. At Hotel Cortez in Santa Cruz is 17 degrees, 46 minutes, 30.9 seconds south, 63 degrees, 11 minutes, 00.8 minutes west, seconds west.
Elevation. This can't be right.
Should be about 250 meters.
Should be around 450 meters, but
no,
it's
250 here.
Here in 450.
Santa Cruz? We're having an argument about elevation in Santa Cruz.
In any event, the altimeter is reading 1,200.
1,200?
See? Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Weird.
Yeah, it's because the...
Yeah, yeah.
This is the sounds of breakfast.
Yum.
Yummy.
Watches. The elevation of Santa Cruz is 615 meters. 416 meters from sea level.
The hotel at 15739.8, and it's 8:47 a.m.
They stop at
Hyper Maxi for food items.
8:51 a.m. Writing in our notebooks, I'm going to just make notes on the tip recorder for the next few hours. We left Viamontes at about, no, I don't remember what time we left, somewhere around 9 o'clock at night. And we drove all the way through, I think we left at 7 o'clock, 7:30. We drove all the way through to Santa Cruz, got here about 7 o'clock in the morning. Drove really hard, really fast, as fast as we could go. Probably couldn't have gone too much faster even in the Land Cruiser. But, so we got here, stopped, filled up with gas, barely made it, so we made it on one tank. From, Viamontes to here, no, from Camiri to here, there was pavement on the road all the way from Viamontes to Camiri. From Camiri to here, it was dirt until the railroad crossing at El Pilon. We made it to El Pilon, across the railroad, and then onward to Santa Cruz, pulled into Santa Cruz just as the sun was coming up. We got here. Now we're heading up to the Altiplano. So this morning we bought a jack for 80 Bs. We also were able to buy a little piece of solder in case we need it. Turns out that the low beam lights on this truck are burned out. And on one side, they're burned out. The other side, they're okay. On high beams, they're right. We'll go on up to La Paz. Today is the 7th. We have till tonight to get there. Tomorrow's the 8th to finish the things we need to do in La Paz, and we leave the next day on the 9th to go on home. We will make a copy of the notebook of Hugo later, and we will send it back down here to Marcelo for the museum. We didn't have time to get that done this morning.